What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Friday, March 22nd. This is one of the best days in the entire sports calendar. Yesterday, 1A. Today, 1B. Today could easily be 1A, with yesterday being 1B. Nothing but games, games, and games on television, online, on your phone, wherever you're watching them. Assuming you are. Just hopefully you didn't bet on Kentucky yesterday. Oakland beats Kentucky. Some buzzer beaters, some bracket busters, some schools no one has ever heard of. That is what March Madness is all about. On top of that, we are now officially less than a week away from the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. That's if you don't count the two games between the Dodgers and Padres that MLB decided to play in South Korea. I really do. I mean, it doesn't affect me all that much. But I hate having the season begin a week before the season really begins with two random games that nobody is going to go watch in person except if you live there. I don't even know if people were allowed in if you didn't live in South Korea. Sure, you could watch it on television, but still. MLB, I guess that's a moneymaker for them. We know how the National Football League likes to have games overseas. Those have been extremely popular. But starting your season a week before the season really begins, just not a big fan of that. Because the season beginning in Major League Baseball, it is next Thursday, not 2 days ago and the day before, whenever those games were. Anyhow, from a local perspective, next Thursday, March 28th, I will be there. I don't know if you'll be there. Lone Depot Park in Little Havana, the Marlins taking on the Pirates, the first game of the season. Do not forget to bring your musical instruments. Go on out there, make some noise for Jesus Luzardo on the mound. There's nothing like an opening day when your starter is someone who should probably be a decent three in the rotation. Because that's what Jesus Luzardo would be, but since the Marlins rotation is hurt, Jesus Luzardo is the opening day starter. Still, though, it's opening day. It's festive, and every single email that I get from the Marlins, I like more and more. The first one I got was a couple of weeks ago, how they're not only allowing, but they're encouraging fans to bring drums, flags, and all musical instruments to the ballpark. I am actually going to suggest to Marlins Man, when he has seats behind home plate, he should bring an orange drum set. I think he would go for that. He should bring an orange drum set with orange drumsticks and just bang on the drums behind home plate and see how the pitcher reacts and what happens. Because the Marlins are encouraging fans to specifically bring drums. You can bring instruments. You can bring a trombone. I checked on that. Somebody asked me yesterday on Twitter, Andy, can you see if I can bring my trombone? And I checked, and I was told via a security source that trombones will be allowed into the ballpark. So I think Marlins Man should buy an orange drum set with orange drumsticks and just bang on the drums behind home plate and see what happens. See if the pitcher gets all messed up. Because previously, he used to mess up the pitcher with... Girls, 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 girls. One of them pulled down her shirt like almost all the way once, and I was sitting next to her, and it went all over the news. It was national news with my picture there looking at her, and people are writing to me, oh my gosh, look, you're right there looking at her. What are you doing? I'm like, so you're telling me if a girl next to you pretty much pulls down her shirt, what are you going to do? Look the other way? Sorry, I'm not looking the other way. I'm looking right at it. That's me. Everyone can do their own thing, but someone pulls down their shirt next to me, I'm looking at what they're trying to show. So now maybe we'll get some drums behind home plate. I will definitely suggest that. So then I get another email, because I told you it's getting better with every email. I got another email like around noon today, a few hours ago, and I tweeted out the details of that email. So the Marlins now on select Fridays are going to have a fiesta, which means a party. They're calling it a fiesta, I believe a fiesta Friday. And with this fiesta Friday, they're going to be selling $5 beers. And after the game, you can dance on the field. Not during the game. If you try to dance on the field during the game, you're probably going to get arrested. But the Marlins are letting people dance on the field after the game on some Fridays. Not every Friday, but some Fridays. And the responses to this are fantastic. Straw underscore Manning on Twitter says, me and the boys downing $5 beers in the all-you-can-eat section, because I also had that news, playing a set with our guitar and drum set Friday nights at the Marlins game and going to the rave afterwards on the field. That is a fantastic idea. The $5 beers with the $52 seat all-you-can-eat, four items at a time, chili cheese dogs, burgers, nachos with cheese, peanuts, cookies, popcorn, water, soda, $5 beers. You bang on your drum set. You wave your flag in between bites. And then after the game is over, you go dance on the field. That's very exciting. That's a great night at the ballpark. And then you throw in a Marlins W? Oof, come on. How are you going to get better than that in Little Havana? Little Havana is supposed to be all about a party. That sounds like a great party to me. I wasn't even planning on going to the game on Friday. I'm going to go to opening day. Now I may need to go on Friday, next Friday, because I believe they're having it next Friday. I got to see people dancing on the field after drinking $5 beers and stuffing their face in the $52 all-you-can-eat section with their instruments. They're not eating their instruments, but... It's funny, but I really like what the Marlins are doing. The Marlins have realized that the atmosphere at Lone Depot Park for Marlins games, with the exception of when they take on the Yankees or Mets, the atmosphere is just meh. It's not exciting. They've always realized that. But by doing this, by drumming it up, literally, they're admitting it, and it's not easy to admit that. But when I go to a game, when I go to a sporting event, any sporting event, I want excitement. I want to hear people going crazy. I just want to hear a lot of noise. Normally, I hate noise. I like peace and quiet. But at a sporting event, I'm not going there for peace and quiet. Why do you think I never go to watch golf? Shh, don't say anything. Shh. No, I'm at a sporting event. I'm all about fun. I am team fun. And now going to a Marlins game, if this all works out, especially in the $52 section, all you can eat, I mean, there's going to be some entertainment there without the dancing on the field and the drum sets. Hey, look at that dude behind you. Where's that smell coming from? Well, it's not the guy behind you. It's the restrooms are right over there. I hope they got a lot of air freshener. But I like it. It brings, I mean, I don't like having to use air freshener, but some air fresheners smell good. I just hope the janitors, the people, is that okay to say janitors, or are we, do we have a politically correct word instead of janitors? The restroom attendants, I hope they are very attentive to the restrooms in section 201 to 204. Or anything nearby. So I'm excited for Marlins season, if you couldn't tell. For everything but the actual product on the field. I haven't even talked about that, at least not yet. It's been an eventful week. News-wise, playing-wise, the Miami Heat, they're in action tonight. They welcome in Zion and the Pelicans. The Panthers, they had a rough one yesterday, but some people were able to make some money on that game. And let me tell you something. Sports betting in Florida, I knew would take off. But what's going on with sports betting in Florida is just astronomical. It's not football season. Football season, things are through the roof. Right now, we got basketball and hockey, and of course, March Madness. But I posted on my Twitter feed earlier today, I posted a play from last night that won. I hate going against the home team, but I've been reading hockey very well over the past 3 to 4 weeks. And I posted on my Twitter feed that I would put up a same game parlay for tonight on my Instagram story. The response that I got on my Instagram the second after I tweeted that is just nuts. Absolutely nuts. It's crazy how many people are in to sports wagering. And I love it. I've always wanted it to be in Florida. Now it is, and I absolutely love it. So I'll continue to post things on Twitter. I'll post them on my IG story. A lot of you already follow me, but if you don't, just search Shandy Slater and you'll find my face. I'm the bald guy, and you'll be able to follow along, and hopefully you'll be able to win. So I have a lot to get to this hour. I do. I've been talking 12 and a half minutes, and I haven't even really gotten to what I want to get to, but I'm about to. Because the hour is set to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I bring up the Miami Marlins because I love talking baseball. But what the Marlins are doing marketing-wise, I love all of it. Every single thing the Marlins are doing marketing-wise, I really, really like. But I'm not here to just talk about their marketing. I'm not here to only talk about the product on the field either. I want to bring up yet again a story that should not go away. And I don't think it will. The Jazz Chisholm story. The reason we haven't heard a whole lot about it other than here on this show, it's because it's not being covered well. And it's not being covered well because some of our local writers, for whatever reason, they're thinking,
nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here.
Now, this afternoon, the Marlins are making Peter Bendix available. He's the new president of baseball operations. You think anyone's going to have the guts to ask him about Jazz? Because they should. And here's why this matters. Skip Schumacher comes in and he talks over and over about changing the culture. He sounded a little like the Miami Heat and how they always talk about culture. He wants to improve the culture of the team. Well, what the best player's experience is like, I would say that matters. If the best player had a miserable experience, that would be important and it should be addressed. And equally important is the ability to keep things in-house. You probably don't remember this, but before spring training started, or as it was about to start, Peter Bendix and the owner, Bruce Sherman, they met with the team. Skip Schumacher's in that meeting, of course, and all the players are there. After that meeting, Skip Schumacher was asked, what was the message in that meeting from your owner, Bruce Sherman? And Skip said, we really keep things in-house. It was positive, but we keep things in-house. The point is, Skip Schumacher was not going to share the inside stuff of what happened in that clubhouse and what was said. So here you have the most high-profile player on this Marlins roster. Whatever you want to say about Jazz, the dude is high-profile. He was on the cover of MLB The Show. If you ask anyone around the country, name one Marlins player, they're going to say Jazz Chisholm Jr. Yes, Luis Arraez is the best player, but Jazz is the most well-known. So you have the most well-known player in the clubhouse spilling the beans about everything, ripping former teammates, saying that one of your former teammates wouldn't catch the ball at first base because you were the one throwing it. He's talking about clubhouse meetings. Jazz even discussed this conversation with Skip Schumacher when he first got the job. None of this is okay for the Marlins. None of it. None of it should be okay. For you to function as a baseball team, you cannot have private things aired out publicly. The concern should not be what was said about Miguel Rojas. He's long gone. He plays for the Dodgers now. The concern should be moving forward. How can there be trust in that clubhouse if every guy knows Jazz is one phone call away from doing an interview telling everything? He did a national interview where he aired out all kinds of dirty laundry. There's two things that need to happen, in my opinion. First, Skip needs to go to Jazz, if he hasn't already, and say, you got to cut that out. If you have a problem, if you have a concern, whether that concern happened in 2020 or it just happened last Tuesday, it needs to come to me. The job of a manager is not only to manage the game, but it's to manage the clubhouse. If the players are singing like canaries to anyone who will listen, then Skip cannot do his job. So step one, Skip needs to make that totally clear to Jazz if he hasn't already. Step two, I mean, I would love to know if Skip talked to Jazz about that interview. But guess what? We don't know because the Marlins beat reporters are like,
nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here.
And then step two, Jazz, I feel, needs to come out and give an interview where he says, I thought about it. The past is the past. I probably went too far. I'm really happy now. We're focused on winning games in 2024. And probably the most important thing, it's that Jazz needs to go on that field and put up big numbers. He's in his mid-20s. He's been in the bigs now for 5 years. He's no longer a prospect. Now it's time to show us what you've got. Play in 140-plus games. Hit 30 homers. Have a major impact this season. As it stands now, Jazz's popularity, his interest, the amount of oxygen that he takes up with regards to the Marlins is not anywhere near his contribution. Luis Arraez is a monster. He contributes a ton. We don't talk nearly enough about him. We talk way too much about Jazz for someone who hasn't even really, let's say, done it yet. Now, can he do it? I believe he can. to be clear, for the record, I drafted him on my fantasy baseball team. I bid on him. He's on my team. Jazz has the tools. He has great power. He's got a great swing. He's fast. We've seen now he's capable of playing center field. He's a great athlete. He could be one of the better outfielders in the National League, but he's always hurt. That's not a knock on him. It's just a fact. Jazz needs to be an important part for the Marlins this season. They desperately need him to play well. Jorge Soler is no longer on this team. The Marlins need pop in that lineup. They need consistency. This team didn't go out and get anyone. So they need the guys who are already there to step it up. And there's no one in that Marlins lineup who has more left to give than Jazz. Which is why that whole interview thing was so disappointing, because a week out from the season, it's very clear that the Marlins are going to be relying on Jazz more than ever. And instead of talking about the two homers he hit the other day in a spring game, we're listening to him wage a vendetta against Miguel Rojas. Jazz should not be focused on that. He should be focused on winning and getting better and staying healthier. Airing out old grudges isn't going to fix a whole lot. And from a PR side, I know if you want an interview with a Marlins player, you got to go through Marlins public relations, usually. Now, sometimes you'll have a player's number and just say the heck with it and you'll contact him directly. But if you know the PR department and you're friendly with them, it's not a good look. So I personally would never do that. I don't know how that whole interview got set up, but if the Marlins said, okay, yeah, just go ahead and do it, which, again, I don't know. I don't think they'd be cool with Jazz saying what he said. The Marlins aren't even in damage control about this because none of the beat writers are pressing them on it. This should be a crisis for them. But no one's asking any questions, so it sort of seems like
nothing.
But it's really not. You can ask any coach in any sport. When you ask a coach or player what was said in a clubhouse or a locker room, like what did you tell your team? They always say, we keep the stuff in-house. Or give very vague bits of what happened. Nothing even close to what Jazz did. But I hope he goes out and he balls out. I need him to for my fantasy team. No, just because, not only that, I want the Marlins to do well. I think he can succeed. I think he's a great athlete. I want to see it, and I want to see it on a consistent basis. Just like my poker tournament, very consistent. Every month at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. The next one is coming up Tuesday night, April 2nd. That's about a week and a half away. Put a reminder in your phone or your calendar or in your head right now. Cards will be in the air at 6 p.m. Tuesday night, April 2nd. You could register until 9:30 p.m. that night, and it's only $250 to buy in. Plus, if you get lucky and knock me out, which it's going to take luck, not only will you get all of my chips, but I am going to give you two seats on the glass to go see the Florida Panthers in action next month. Don't miss it. Be there. It's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of money at stake. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament. The next one's coming up Tuesday night, April 2nd, at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We got live racing going on right now at Gulfstream Park. It is the championship meet, and we're about 1 week away from the Florida Derby. I will be there next Saturday at Gulfstream Park for the Florida Derby. If you want to be there, all you have to do is head to Hollandale Beach, and you will see exciting racing action. Even if you can't be there for the Florida Derby, they've got live racing right now, Wednesday through Sunday. And the racing at Gulfstream Park is the best of the best. They got the best horses, the best jockeys, the best trainers, the best of everything. When I'm there at Gulfstream Park, I go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. Have a fantastic meal. Watch the races live right in front of you. And, of course, wager on them. You can even wager as little as 10 or 20 cents and make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all the time. So if you want to go to the Florida Derby next Saturday, I highly suggest you make a reservation. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all the info, and then maybe I will see you out there Florida Derby Day or another live race day in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. So I'll be there next Saturday, and next Thursday I'll be at Lone Depot Park for the beginning of the Marlins season. And I would feel so different about this coming Marlins season if they had Sandy and Yuri. I really would. Because you're talking about really two aces at the top of the rotation. Sandy is not just a great pitcher and a Cy Young winner. That dude battles every single start. He's not leaving after four innings, even if he doesn't have his A game. He's a guaranteed six. And if he's on his game, he wants to go nine. He fights. He doesn't get down if his team doesn't score. He keeps them in every game. And Yuri Perez is like his mini-me. Now, Yuri hasn't had the durability, at least not yet, but he certainly has the talent. You take both of those guys out of the rotation, and the season, it has a major impact, especially on that rotation, because it's going to impact the bullpen. The Marlins simply won't get as many innings from their starting pitchers, so it puts pressure on the bullpen. It puts pressure on the offense. It's a lot of pressure on this team. I mean, not necessarily pressure to win, but to come up with a W, it's going to take a lot. Now, next season, when you've got Sandy and you'll have Yuri for a full year, and you add Max Meyer to the mix, and then maybe you still have Jesus Luzardo, now you're talking about something completely different. I believe the Marlins will take a step back this season. I think it's awesome that Skip did such a great job in year one. I love the fact that they made the postseason and played Philly because I got a great cheesesteak, actually two of them. But year two, it's not going to be anything like year one. At least I don't believe so. Look, I didn't think year one would be good, but it turned out to be, I'd say, at least decent getting to the postseason. I didn't expect that. Jazz has got to stay healthy. He's got to produce. Josh Bell and Jake Berger, they're going to have to do their jobs. And they did it for the short time they were with the team last year. Now it's going to be a full season. Or at least up to the trade deadline. And then we'll see. I just hope we hear a lot of musical instruments at the ballpark. But remember, no pots and pans. Now, I've been telling you guys about the Bagel Loan, and that might be music to your ears if you're buying a home, need a mortgage, or you're refinancing. Stewie has got the Bagel Loan for you. What is the Bagel Loan? Well, when you look at a bagel, what do you see in the middle? You see a zero. And that is what you will pay Stewie. Nothing. Zero. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. You want the Bagel Loan, and Stewie has got it for you. So if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you want to get a hold of Stewie for the Bagel Loan. How do you get a hold of Stewie? I'm going to give you his personal cell phone number. Here it is. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or if you're refinancing, you want the Bagel Loan, you will pay Stewie nothing. No lender fees and no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. The Miami Heat in action tonight against Zion. We shall see, with 13 games to go, if the Miami Heat can get a top six spot in the East so they don't have to worry about any play-in games. the Florida Panthers last night. Parlay-wise, the game worked out okay, but standings-wise, not so good. I know there's a common question around this team right now. Did they peak too early? I don't have an answer to that just yet. I think with a long layoff, Barkov out, the lines being scrambled, and Nashville being just one of the hottest teams in the league, if not the hottest, it was a bad combination for Florida last night. But they better get it together. They got a tough stretch of games right in front of them. I've got Clay Ferrero not right in front of me, but he's going to join us next. Here on this Friday, Clay Ferrero from WPLG Local 10 with us on the Andy Slater Show. Clay, this is a great time of the year. We got these games going on. We got baseball coming up. We got hockey. We've got basketball. What are you most into right now, aside from hoping the Miami Heat don't have to play in the play-in tournament slash game?
Man, I'm getting into my daughter's softball and basketball schedule, man. That's the best for me.
How did I leave that off the list?
No, I mean, I guess you just assumed it was right there at the top. So, I think we're kind of watching these teams now, and you mentioned the Heat, but also the Florida Panthers, and kind of figuring out how are they getting themselves set up for what something like what we saw last year. And obviously, the Panthers are in a much better spot in the standings, and yet, you know, we've seen them kind of fall off a little bit the last couple of games, but I'm not gonna put too much into that. But, you know, I think we're just kind of like waiting for little signs to see where these teams are. And, you know, then I'm also a huge fan of the NFL draft, and so we're getting really close to that and looking forward to that too.
I think a lot of people in this audience, Clay, may not be big time hockey fans, but they hear you say that, and you cover the Panthers, you watch games, you pay attention. You don't have season tickets. I mean, you're not going to every game. But when you say you're not going to put too much into what's gone on the past three games for them, why is that?
Because we're not there yet. You know, I think, you know, you go back to last season and, you know, I don't know that there was anything that screamed, oh, this team is going to go on a Stanley Cup final run. And I think the thing with this year's team is we're kind of looking at last year's team a little bit and kind of trying to project. And they have made some moves. I will say I don't love last night's loss because they had a bunch of time to try to work together on the practice ice. Well, they have 4 days off, three full days off, something like that, 4 days off before they got back out there and played a game after the Tampa Bay game. And so it was, I think you were hoping to see a little bit more cohesion with some of the new guys. And yet, I also think it's way too early to say, oh, they added too much to the mix and they ruined whatever the chemistry, the formula was that they had. I want to give them another few games and let's just see where we're at as we head into the playoffs.
Okay, so what happens if you, Clay, have 5 days off from being on television? How do you come back on day number six? Are you on your game like you never left?
I'm refreshed and happy, and I'm super excited. I'm really excited to be back at my job and not at all wishing that I was still on vacation. I think it's a little different, right? Because, you know, just because in your world, in your hypothetical, I think you're kind of saying that, you know, you show up with your face on TV. Well, in this case, like, they've still been practicing. They've still been putting in a bunch of work behind the scenes, and you would kind of hope that some of that would translate to the ice, and maybe it did in little ways that, you know, we non-experts aren't able to see. But no, you can't be happy about what you saw last night. I'm just not ready to go all in on the, oh, they over tinkered, they did too much trying to fix something that wasn't broken. And, you know, I like that the floor of this team has been raised. You know, we just like to see him getting back closer to the ceiling that we were watching for a little while.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that when you are off for 5 days or something, you're not reading scripts with your family or something like that? You're just...
It is the last thing that is on my mind. Like I said, the only sports I'm paying attention to at that... But no, that's not true. I love all the sports that I cover and I pay it. But the ones that I'm paying the most attention to are... the ones that my daughters are playing during that stretch.
Do you find yourself, again, Clay Ferraro from WPLG Local 10 with us here on the Andy Slater Show. Do you find yourself with the Miami Heat going back and forth in your head on kind of what to believe this team really is and what they'll do?
Yes and no. I think where I don't is that I'm still never going to say they're done. Like I've done that too much with this team in the past, and I just seen it come back and bite me, you know, relative to you know, where my thoughts were. I just think we've seen them do it too many times where they flip a switch, even though you say they can't flip a switch, they do it anyway, and then things happen. It is getting a little exhausting, though. It is kind of getting tiring to see, you know, the flashes here and there, and then falling back. And look, you have to be fair about this. The injuries have mounted, and I really think, and especially now with Duncan Robinson out. But I thought even before Duncan Robinson got hurt, this year's roster misses Tyler Hero more than last year's did, and that's not just saying a revisionist history. Last year you had Max Strus and Gabe Vincent to kind of pick up some of what Tyler brought. And you had two of them in addition to Duncan Robinson. Now you really don't have that. Terry Rozier is a much, much different player. Now, like we saw the other night, he can do some huge things in the clutch, but Rozier is not going to be the floor spacing type of player that can open up things for Jimmy and Bam at his best, like Tyler can be. So you have to be fair and you have to factor all that in. And yet, look, there's no guarantee that Tyler is going to be back for the playoffs. And so I think, no, it doesn't. I'm never going to rule them out. I still am looking at this and saying, hey, if they finish in that six or even seven spot and win a play in and can go in as the seventh seed in the playoffs, I'm not betting against them. And yet it does get a little tiring to kind of keep seeing the one step forward, two steps back sort of deal.
Well, you're not going to bet against them, but will you bet on them?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't bet.
All right.
I'm not an idiot. I'm not bet. Anything. Look, we talked about this off air, but like my March Madness bracket every single year is like at the bottom of our work group. And I always have to answer the questions in our city. Hey, you're the sports guy. How are you so bad at this? I don't know. Maybe I just need to pick against all the ones that I was going to pick anyway. And so anyway, point being, I don't bet. I don't gamble because I'd always lose.
So I'm going to try to cover. You sound like an interpreter.
I mean,
only because you said you would always lose.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Yeah.
So I'm going to try to cover everything here. And the interpreter is a baseball story. But let's talk locally about the Miami Marlins. If you go to Marlins Park, a.k.a. Lone Depot Park, as a fan, Clay, what would be your instrument of choice that you would bring into the ballpark? I'm told, for the record, I am told that I will have an official list of allowed instruments, and the trombone will be one of them.
No, I'm a drums guy. Any sort of drums that I can, anything that I can bang, anything that I can hit. I actually can keep a beat too. So I don't know. I probably look around and figure out what are the drums that sound the coolest, and I'd bring those in.
Do any of your daughters have a drum set that you could just grab for a night?
No, But I mean, even if I just have to bring a drumstick and smack the seat in front of me really loud, I'll do that.
What? How do you think that'll go? You think fans will respond to that? I love the idea, but
yeah,
how do you think
I think
go?
Some will. Yeah, look, I think. And here's where I love the idea. We've seen that sort of an atmosphere with the World Baseball Classic and some of these other international tournaments that have been down here. Like, lean into that. Take advantage of that. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great idea. And I think the hope would be that maybe you bring some people out to the ballpark that hadn't come out for Marlins games before, just kind of see what that experience is like. And then they keep coming back and they bring their own instrument. They start just coming for more of the experience than just seeing, hey, is the Major League Baseball team who plays in this ballpark going to win or lose? I've said this forever. There are a ton of baseball fans down here, a ton of them. It far, far greater than the attendance numbers from what the ballpark that the Marlins play in, currently called Lone Depot, would tell you. And so I would say, whatever you try to do to lean into that is a good thing. And then just kind of be flexible and see how you can even grow that number a bit more.
Do you ever air out your local 10 dirty laundry on shows? Like if I asked you right, if I asked you right now how it is working with Manso and Dookie Lang and what you guys do there at the station while you're not on air, would you start telling me everything? Do you go to sleep?
Well, I mean, the worst is when Will eats Mexican food before our sports Sunday. And I mean, that's just, I have to sit like on the far different end of it. No, it's just completely making that up. If anybody, I'm the one who would have the gastrointestinal problem, I think, amongst the three of us after Mexican food. No, I get where you're going with this. This is where I think Jazz Chisholm Jr. kind of put himself in a little bit of a spot, and I don't know that he cares, but I think the whole thing about Miguel Rojas and what happened in the past, yeah, it's all in the past. And so I think in many ways the interview was, hey, this is how bad things were. It's so much better now. Well, what happens if in a couple of months things aren't great now? And you're again at the center of some sort of an issue. Well, it's no longer like you've kind of lost that benefit of the doubt. Like it's okay now to say, hey, it was everybody else's problem, not mine. I'm not the one who was causing the issue. Now, the next time it happens, people are going to look at it a little more skeptically. And it's not just, I'm not just talking about fans. I'm talking about in the rest of baseball. There's going to be, you know, and everybody knows everybody in baseball, and yet you also understand that people have different versions of what happens. And so the next time this happens, people are going to remember, oh, the last time it was everybody else's fault. Well, whose fault is it this time? And so I don't – now, on the flip side of that, Jazz has said he wants to be a leader. And so maybe this is the opportunity to step forward and make sure that doesn't happen again. And yet, if it does, this type of interview, people are going to go back and say, oh, well, hey, now we're going to look at that a little differently this time around.
I'm just curious, and this will be the last question for you. It's kind of a two-parter. The best player on the Marlins would be who, in your mind?
When healthy, it's Jazz. A position player. I think there are obviously some high ceilings pitchers.
Ruined my whole question because I didn't expect you to say Jazz. I expected you to say Luis Arraez.
Now,
and then I was gonna ask you, well, who's the most popular player on the Marlins?
Well, that would be Rice.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm out of time. Clay Ferraro from WPLG Local 10. Thank you for your honest answers, though, especially about Will and his Mexican food before Sports Sunday. Enjoy your March Madness weekend. Good luck with your brackets not finishing in last place. And we'll chat again soon.
Got to bring the Pepto.
See you, buddy. Always a good conversation with Clay. All right, that's all the time I got for this Friday. I'm off on Monday and Tuesday, but I'll be back with you before opening day on Wednesday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.